Daily Light, October the 14th, morning. Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. It was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for sin, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? We have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him, who for their sake died and was raised. Let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sake, who through him are believers in God. Christ died and lived again, that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. Romans 14:9 and Isaiah 53:10-11, Luke 24:26, 2 Corinthians 5:14-15, Acts 2:36. 1 Peter 1:20-21.